Hey there, and welcome to the Contentment Creator Podcast, the show designed especially for creative entrepreneurs just like you who are committed to a beautiful life that's rooted in courage and contentment, and that's blooming with creativity and prosperity. I'm your host, Ellen Broen, a certified life coach, a singer, a mother, and a lover of alliteration, dogs, and deep conversation. This show is designed to become a part of your daily routine to help you, fellow contentment creator, dig deep to clarify your life vision, catalyze your creative flow, and fuel your entrepreneurial fire in just a few inspiring minutes each day. Each Monday, we talk about conscious living, and today's episode is all about doing versus being. Most of us are crystal clear on what we need to do to move our lives and businesses forward. Check the boxes, follow the steps, put in the work. But far fewer of us pause to ask, who do I need to be in order to create the success, joy, and fulfillment I seek? We live in a world that glorifies action, doing what it takes to achieve results. But if doing were the only factor in success, we'd all be where we want to be by now. There's another piece, the one that often goes unexamined, being what it takes. Today, we're diving into what that means, why both doing and being are necessary, how to increase your awareness of who you're becoming in the process, and a few simple practices to elevate not just your actions, but the way you show up in your life. At the heart of this conversation is ontology, the study of being. It's the foundation of life coaching, not because coaching is about telling people what to do, but because it helps people shift who they are being as they pursue what they want. Ontology asks, how do I show up in the face of a challenge? What ways of being do I habitually operate from? Who am I becoming as I move through this season of my life? When we focus only on doing what it takes, we're operating in a transactional way. If I do X, I'll get Y. But when we focus on being what it takes, we cultivate the identity, mindset, and emotional awareness that makes success inevitable. Doing is the mechanics. Being is the foundation. Both are necessary, but most people only focus on the doing, which is why they struggle to create sustainable, meaningful change. Now, you may be like some of my past clients and hear this, scratching your head, furrowing your brow, and nodding, but waiting for the how-to. That's all great, but how do I do being? For you, I will say, this concept may start as infuriatingly intangible. That's totally okay to start from that place. Everyone does to some degree. But if that's the case for you, then this episode is especially for you. So try to stay with me and wrestle with it. Let's ground all of this with an example. Imagine an entrepreneur whose goal is to build a thriving business. They focus on all the external actions, building a website, developing their skills, networking, marketing, sales strategy. But internally, they operate from scarcity and fear. They doubt their capacity to succeed. They combat overwhelm and those fears by staying constantly busy. They avoid taking bold risks, thinking that they have to master the small steps before they can take a leap. They're doing what it takes, but they're not being the leader their business needs. Now, imagine a different approach. That same entrepreneur consciously works on cultivating confidence, resilience, and self-trust. They train themselves to embody abundance, courage, and decisiveness. And then they take the action. Same goal, same strategy, maybe even same actions. But one person is doing from a place of misalignment, while the other is being the person who creates success. With awareness and mastery in your being, most people find it takes less effort to do the same things, and they achieve better results. So ask yourself, in the area of life where I'm striving for growth, who am I being? Am I being self-trusting or self-doubting? Am I being courageous or fearful? Am I being reactive or intentional? And most importantly, How would I show up differently if I were already the person who had what I wanted? Okay, so you're my frustrated listener who's still here wrestling. First of all, nice work being in the unknown. That's practicing leadership. Now, let's talk about the how. How do you shift from focusing only on doing to embodying the way of being that fuels long-term success? Here are three simple practices. Number one, start with identity, not action. When setting goals or intentions, define the identity or characteristics that will bring them to life. Instead of, I want to make six figures, try, I'm a disciplined, creative, and confident entrepreneur who operates from service and abundance. Instead of, I want to have better relationships, try, I'm a deeply present and intentional partner who communicates with love and openness. When your identity aligns with your goals, your actions flow more naturally. Number two, observe your ways of being. At the end of each day, you might ask yourself, how did I show up today? What worked and what didn't? Notice whatever patterns you see, like where you contract instead of expand. Where do you resist instead of lean in? And number three, practice embodying before the evidence shows up. If you're working towards confidence, you must practice confidence before you feel fully ready. For more than a decade, one of my mottos has been, you only have to be 51% ready to be ready. All you can do is start where you are in your journey now. So if that's at 25% confidence, try practicing at 30%. The goal is not to fake it until you make it, but rather stretch yourself in your practice, even if it's only by 1% more at a time. Your external world reflects your internal world. When we shift our being, our doing becomes easier, more aligned, and more effective over time. We also become more skilled at trusting when to pivot and when to lean in. Those decision-making skills are honed by the work you do in who you are being and becoming. Our biggest goals require two things that are simple, but not easy: the right actions and the right presence. Doing what it takes will move you forward, but being what it takes will transform you. So this week, I invite you to get clear on who you need to be in order to create what you desire. Write it down. Step into that identity now. Make decisions from that place. And watch how your actions, your mindset, and your results start to shift. Thank you for being here with me today. Tune in tomorrow as we explore the four types of creativity at play in our leadership and how they shape the type of leader we are. If you enjoyed today's episode, please show your support by leaving reviews and comments. It would truly mean the world to me to hear from you. And hit that subscribe button so you never miss a day, and join me in my mission to help a world full of content creators become a world of contentment creators.